This is Sean with Voices Levon, and I'm speaking with Kelly. Kelly owns a company that is Enlightened Steps for Hypnosis, for coaching and consulting, and she also is connected with the Om Home in Broad Ripple. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So we had the pleasure of talking and getting to know each other a little bit a few days ago, and you've got a very diverse path and how you help people spiritually and mentally and also get over things and heal. And I'd just kind of like to get a little bit of the backstory. So where were you born? Where'd you grow up? Kind of how did it all start?
Oh, wow. Well, I was born right where I live, here in Indiana, Cicero. I live on a farm in a little farming community. Real insignificant fact is that I'm the last baker of Baker's Corner. So yeah, it was a little English settlement right off of US 31. And so I'm still out here. I have fields that we raise non-genetically modified corn and beans and some other plants that we're going to work with this year. So we're real excited.
That's great. So where was the, was it Cicero High School? Is that where you would have went to high school?
No, I went to Hamilton Heights High School. That's located in Arcadia, but illustrious graduate.
So as you were kind of growing up and going through grade school and high school, because of the areas that you focus on now, what were the things that maybe even led into where you're at now, but you kind of really got involved with?
Oh, funny. Well, my mother was very outgoing, so was my father, and I was extremely shy. So I think my mother was just mortified. Here she was, kind of a very gregarious person, and I wouldn't talk. And so she decided at some point to get me involved in civic theater in Indianapolis to hopefully they could help me come out of this shell. And it did, and it taught me so much about communication and relating with people and how to find power in how you stood in yourself. And I met wonderful people, wonderful friends, and then that helped. It gave me a sense of more than just my original school community, but I had that, and then I had this other group that helped, and that had music, and it developed. If I would say, I had a nice developing of both my left brain and my right brain. So I had good academics, and then I had the right brain was being fed with its creativity.
And so, where did you end up going to college?
I went to college life took a few detours. I started motherhood a little bit early, so I had to fight to get back to school. But when I did, I started with IU in Kokomo. Then I merged that into Indiana Wesleyan University, and I graduated there with a Bachelor's of Science in Business Management. And I went into the corporate world for 25 years and management. I actually worked for the lighting company Osram Sylvania, if you remember Sylvania Light Bulbs. So I did a myriad of jobs with them as technical service, sales, then I went into management and management of service and sales. So I had a wonderful career there, and then I stepped off and decided I got to do what I wanted to do in this world and find better ways of inspiring and leading that look different than our traditional ways of doing it. and but it was also more for helping people step into what their calling is, their joy. Life is so much easier when you're doing your work and your work has meaning for you.
What was the?
I'm sure you understand that.
No, I do, and it's something I'm just thinking about is what were some of the catalysts that really gave you fuel to get into this that personally happened to you?
I am a vast reader. I was loving spiritual anthropology while I was going through college, and so it was the reading of all these texts and doing it on my own terms, meaning not having somebody guide me through these religious texts, telling me what the meanings were. I went in looking to find them myself, and that was profound. And the more that I read, whether it be the Bible all the way through, all the texts, so whether it be Indian, whether it be the Quran, the Gnostic Gospels, all of these books, and also mythologies, when you start reading that, everything ties together. Everything has a timeline, and everything is more connected, and the messages are beautiful. And when you get into people who are driving power and religious agendas, you find they bring out these variances to drive separation. But that spawned me forth in kind of a walk and my business is named after it, Enlightened Steps. It's just as we grow and we learn and we find things that make us think twice about life or readjust our view of life, those are steps of enlightenment. Those are when we know we've stepped forward. We've stepped into a place that feels better. That's powerful. And I wanted to study with teachers that would expand me more. And so I had a profound opportunity to go out to ION's Institute, which is the Institute of Noetic Sciences, created by the astronaut and Edgar Mitchell, and it was phenomenal. I studied with Jean Houston, who she has a doctorate in psychology and anthropology. She finished Margaret Mead's work. So I was so amazed with so many people from all around the world that we got to sit there and learn. And
Where's that located?
Petaluma, California.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in that process and connection, I learned how what we do with our own brain, what we do with our own minds, how we close them down and silo our thoughts into I go to work, I come home, I do this, I do that, in rote behaviors, we deaden ourselves. And when you step out and you expand your view, you allow, when I say step out, I'm actually saying step in, because what I found with hypnosis is when you go in and inside self and really hear your own voice, it's amazing. It's expansive. So that got me thinking. I thought, I want to study hypnosis. I want to get in there. So I studied with some Jason Monette, Sean Andrews, Melissa Cheers, some excellent people, Derek Chapman. There are people all around, so from the UK, and I continue my studies, learning different techniques to actually help us, crack out of that that life-draining routines that we go through that keep us looping and caught, so that we can step out of it and step into more of what we were called here to do.
Wow. That's a great road. I mean, you really have a lot of levels to building what you have a foundation. And I think that it's so true that there's so many different types of religions and spiritualities and things that people, I want to say, separate themselves from others because of the finer details. And it really is important to understand the bigger structure behind things so you can really understand how everything really works. And that's what we're going to kind of dive into here. I'm going to close out this segment, but this is a really great overview, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.